at the time when the band was forming, we played on acoustic guitars and kind of were writing songs on acoustic guitars and in this kind of very folky, old country Seattle environment, and all of our rhythms ended up sounding dun 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 dun.
The Head and the Heart have one of those careers you usually only see in the movies. They formed and put out their independent debut less than a year later. It took off like wildfire, and now they're traveling the world. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Russ Boris. The Head and the Heart formed in Seattle in the summer of 2009. Several members used to play at the open mic night at Connor Burns Pub, and one was even the bartender there. They recorded their first album in early 2010, and pretty soon local record stores couldn't keep them on the shelves. Within months, they were signed and out on tour, playing with bands like Vampire Weekend, The Decemberists, and The Low Anthem. Their music definitely bridges the gap between the head and the heart, filled with fun melodies and energy under interesting and thoughtful lyrics. The Head and the Heart visited Studio A recently, and host Claudia Marshall got to ask them about the lyrics to their song, Coeur d'Alene.
Tyler tried to quit the band one time, and I wouldn't let him. It was early on, and there was torment from, like, I had dragged him to Seattle, and we both grew up in Virginia, and he kind of dropped everything on some, just on a whim. Not really. Kind of on a whim.
I'm not sure why you did that.
Left some people behind that he missed, and family, and, and so it was kind of a tug of war back and forth for a little bit.
Right.
And, nobody knows where this is going to go. And so we were at a bar one night, and he was just like, I'm going home tomorrow. I was just like, no, you're not. He's like, yeah, I am. No, you're not. Yeah, I am. And I thought he was going to go home, but he didn't. And so it just kind of was like.
Did anybody ever ask him why he didn't go home? Tyler, just nod yes or no. Are you glad you didn't go home? No, he's not glad. No, he's nodding yes. I'm sorry. It's just too much fun. Is this true? You were somebody hand stitched denim covers.
That was Chris, and a couple of our friends came over and helped. We all took like old jeans that we didn't need.
I was going to say, where did you get the denim from?
Mostly Chris's old Wranglers,
right?
When Chris, actually, this is funny. We were making fun of Chris for whatever fashion thing that we were talking about earlier.
Chris
actually used to be in
Homeschool Strikes Back.
A lot of like alt country type bands around Seattle, and as soon as he joined this band, he like cut up all of his old Wrangler jeans to make CD covers and started shopping at H&M. Like, I'm not.
It really wasn't that.
It wasn't that
drastic
black
of a switch,
white, but it makes for a good story.
Are there any more of those around? Because it's kind of almost like a collector's.
I wish I had one actually.
Edition, right? How's that big lane coming? How's your engine running? Is that bridge getting built? Are your hands getting filled? Won't you tell?
That was The Head and the Heart, playing live in Studio A with Lost in My Mind and Coeur d'Alene. Take 5 was produced today by Paul Chufo. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.